Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Scott Frederick, Vice President of Marketing and LTL Carrier Relations, and Ryan Markowitz, Marketing Specialist with Logistics Plus. Scott and Ryan, thank you for joining us, and welcome to another edition of Business Spotlight. Scott, we're going to start with you, and you've been on this program several times, but just in case somebody might be listening to an episode of Business Spotlight for the first time, give our listeners some insight into what your role with Logistics Plus is.
Sure. I've been with the LP almost 7.5 years now. My role is to oversee all marketing and brand building activities, support ongoing business development, and then I also manage our LTL business segment, specifically carrier contracts, bids, and the administration of our proprietary TMS, which we call eShip Plus.
Thanks as always, Scott. And now, Ryan, let's have you share a little bit about yourself and the path that led you to Logistics Plus.
Yeah, thanks for having us. So I was born and raised here in Erie. I actually went to Harbor Creek High School and attended Slippery Rock in college to study marketing and economics. And actually after my junior year of college, I got an internship here with Logistics Plus with Scott for marketing, and then the rest is history. So I graduated in May of 2018 and started full-time at LP as a marketing specialist.
Ryan, I can't help but notice your career path is so similar to so many people that we've had on this program on these LP episodes. You start off as an intern. The next thing you know, it leads to a great career with LP.
Yeah, for sure. It was a cool opportunity. And honestly, my couple months interning were just as valuable as some of the classes and stuff I was taking in college. So nothing really beats that real world experience. And I liked everything that I saw at LP, and I was fortunate enough to get offered a job upon graduation, so that was nice.
That's great to hear, Ryan. Thank you for that. Let's move back to Scott for a moment, and Scott, let's have you provide some updates on recent developments at Logistics Plus.
Absolutely. So a few things come to mind. Back in January, LP was again named a top 3PL by Multi-Channel Merchant. That's our fifth year running, and Multi-Channel Merchant, just FYI, is a media outlet that focuses on warehousing and e-commerce. And as you know, that's a big growth area for us, so having that recognition is good. Also, last month, we received Great Place to Work certification for a fifth year in a row, and that comes from the Great Place to Work organization, which is a global authority on workplace culture and employee experiences. So we're obviously very proud of having that accomplishment. Earlier this month, we actually received plastic neutrality certification for 2021. That's from Restoring Integrity to the Oceans, or RIO, R-I-O, as they're called. And that is our second year that LP has officially offset its plastic footprint through that RIO program. And then the last thing that I just want to mention is as many of your listeners may have heard and seen on local media, we've really been focused on spearheading relief efforts for Ukraine right now. As you know, the Russian attack on Ukraine has hit close home to us, because we have nearly 50 employees that are in the Ukraine or had been in the Ukraine when this thing first started. Our employees were primarily based in the western part of the country in a city called Ivano-Frankivsk, a city of about 240,000 folks. And when the war first began, we set up a fundraising website to raise money for food, lodging, and whatever else is needed to support our employees and their families. Our CEO and founder and owner, Jim Berlin, seeded that fund with $500,000 of his own money. And then we have since raised another $150,000 just from additional support. So obviously the response from our employees, customers, partners, and local friends and folks here in Erie have been phenomenal. But we can always use more. So please, you know, I encourage your listeners to visit lpukrainerelief.com for more details and updates if they'd like. One more thing on the Ukraine I just want to mention, too, is that we're also helping with another donation drive. Again, maybe you saw it in the media, but this one's being organized by State Representative Bob Mirsky, as well as Erie Mayor Joe Schember. And they're collecting a variety of much-needed items, such as clothing, blankets, medical supplies, et cetera, for Ukrainian refugees. All those items are being consolidated at our Erie Times News warehouse, and we will coordinate the shipment probably via air freight at the end of next week. And that'll all go to Erie's sister city in Lublin, Poland, and then obviously distributed to the folks that need that material. So again, if anybody wants to drop anything off at our Erie Times News warehouse, we're open to it.
Scott, I want to follow that up with first by saying what Jim Berlin is doing, seeding his own money to start that fund is truly amazing and inspiring. And secondly, everybody here at WPSE, and I'm sure everybody listening to the program wants to know, how are those 50 employees that are in this difficult situation doing right now?
Last report that we heard, in fact, our senior vice president, Gretchen Seth, is in Poland right now, along with a couple folks from Erie News Now, doing some reporting work on the ground, assessing what's going on over there, as well as helping distribute some of the relief supplies. Last report, we got about 14 of our employees out of the country. The other ones are, you know, either can't leave or won't leave because they're obviously defending their homeland, and so we support them in that effort as well. So, but last I heard, everybody's still safe and doing okay.
That's good to hear, Scott. Let's continue to hope that things trend in that direction as this crisis continues to unfold. Let's go back now to the Great Place to Work certification for a moment. I know how much that means to LP as a company because it comes from your own employees. What does that certification entail in all?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. So the Great Place to Work certification process has two components. One is the submission of a creative brief that describes the company, our diversity, and the benefits we provide to employees. But then the second piece is a survey that gets emailed to all of our nearly, well, now we've got about 400 U.S.-based employees. So it went out to all those employees, and it's completely anonymous and requires more than a majority of them to respond for us to qualify for the certification. And so for a second year in a row, 93% of our employees said LP is a great place to work. And that, I guess, is 36 percentage points higher than the average U.S. company. 95% of our employees said they are proud to work here. Another 95% said new employees are made to feel welcome. And also 96% said people here really care about each other. So really cool stuff. And again, gratifying to know that it's largely driven by our employees' opinions.
Scott, you've mentioned to us previously that you've worked with several different companies in the logistics and supply chain space over the course of your career. What makes the LP workplace so unique and successful?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, a lot of those previous experiences I had have been with, you know, bigger companies, you know, very bureaucratic public companies even. So what, you know, makes Logistics Plus a breath of fresh air for me is that, you know, we're very flat. It's a very entrepreneurial culture. I'm given a lot of latitude to do whatever I think is right to help build our brand and drive growth. And so that, you know, that really makes my job fun. As it relates to our workplace here in Erie, certainly doesn't hurt that my office sits directly on top of a brewery. And also kind of a fitness buff, so having an on-site fitness center and trainer is kind of a perk as well.
Well, Scott, those are definitely perks that I would enjoy as well. That sounds great. Ryan, we're going to turn back to you. And as you mentioned earlier, you started as an intern, got hired at LP full-time, and you've had a great career. What do you think makes Logistics Plus so attractive to millennials and the younger generation, such as yourself?
So I think Scott touched on a lot of the reasons, but I think overall the company culture is just the main thing that brings the young folks here. Like Scott said, having that flat organizational structure where I can literally just walk down the hallway and I can go have a conversation with our CEO or COO, that goes a long way with the millennials. There's a lot of flexibility, like Scott said. If you have doctor's appointments, you know, you can leave, get your work done, and that's what you need to do at the end of the day. Like Scott said, obviously having the gym, personal trainer. We do get free lunches every other week. And another really cool thing about this place is that we participate in a lot of extracurricular activities. We have a golf league. We have a soccer league. I believe we used to have employees do a softball league. I'm not sure if that's still around, but it's just like one big family here.
Ryan, for the college student and millennials that are tuning into this program that have heard your story and are intrigued by what an internship with LP could turn into, give us some more details about how that process worked with your particular story in mind.
Yeah, so my process might have been a little different than others. I actually kind of have a family friend connection with Jim Berlin, so that's how the conversation started. My mom lives right across the street from him. But for the most part, you know, we do a lot at all the various universities and colleges here in the area, whether that's having people speak at those places, or really another good way is just to go on our website at logisticsplus.com/careers. And while we may not list internship opportunities, it does have all the contact information for our HR folks. I know a lot of times we're just looking for people that are willing to come learn. And, you know, those are the best kind of people. And then to go back to my last point, the one thing I'd like to add is that another thing that is so attractive to millennials is that you kind of get the freedom to carve out your own role at Logistics Plus as long as it's within reason. Helping the company grow and bringing value to the organization is what we're looking for at the end of the day.
Yeah, it really is amazing to us as we've done these business spotlight programs with different members of LP, especially the younger ones. They really feel like their opinion is valued and heard, which isn't always the case with other companies.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, if you have opinions or questions or anything, like I said, you can literally go talk to the CEO right away if you want to. Everyone kind of knows that Jim answers emails within 10 seconds after you send them. So everyone here is just so accessible and informative and very helpful. So it's just an awesome place to be.
Let's move on now and discuss Rio. What does plastic neutrality mean to Logistics Plus, and why is it so important? Scott, it looks like you want to take this one.
Yeah. As you may recall, I think we reported on this a couple years ago, but we actually partnered with the Rio folks back in early 2020 to help them with their mission of reducing and removing plastic waste from the world's oceans. Our CEO, Jim Berlin, and our COO, Yuri Ostapik, are both good friends with Rio's founder, Kieran Kelly, who's a former resident of the Erie community, so he's definitely knows Erie well. And so in 2020, we offset our plastic footprint by commissioning Rio to collect 19 tons of plastic waste on our behalf. And last year, for our certification, they collected 20 tons on our behalf out of the oceans. We also last year purchased 1,200 recycled pallets made from 13,000 pounds of plastic waste. Those pallets were used in our warehouses and are still being used today as part of what we do with our warehousing operation. And so what's kind of cool is, you know, a lot of companies talk about like carbon pollution and carbon offsets, but as a mostly non-asset based 3PL, we don't really have trucks. We don't have airplanes or boats, those kind of things that generate carbon emissions. So, you know, our footprint there is fairly small. But we do use, you know, shrink wrap and pallets and other plastic items in our warehouses and facilities. So, you know, obtaining that plastic neutrality makes a lot of sense for us. And it, you know, just shows that I think we're doing our part and hopefully encourages other companies to do the same, particularly in our industry.
I'll open this next question up to both of you, Ryan and Scott. share with us some of the things that you do from a marketing perspective for Logistics Plus as a whole?
Yeah, I'll kick that off by just saying, and I think I've mentioned it on this program before, that my mantra on the marketing side of things can really be boiled down to three goals, which is build the brand, create opportunities, and develop the business. And so, you know, LP is pretty unique in that we don't really have salespeople, so our growth is predicated on either word of mouth referrals or, frankly, good marketing. So for the latter, we tend to focus on creating content for the website, doing some digital advertising, active PR efforts, and then some limited email campaigns are part of our mix. But Ryan really spends the bulk of his time on the marketing side, so I don't know if he has anything more to add.
Yes, so like Scott said, it's really a huge combination of different things. Website management, making sure our website's constantly up to date. Content creation, whether that's news, what's going on at LP, industry-related articles, press releases, different videos, Google ads, social media. I know Scott said email marketing. We added a live chat feature on our website. We use various prospecting and research tools. So in the marketing industry, things are constantly changing and new tools are becoming available. So it's really important just to have a balance and use a large mix of different platforms to have a overall well-rounded marketing plan.
I want to get both of your input on recruitment marketing efforts. It's been a challenge for so many different industries throughout the last couple of years. Is that an issue that's been improving lately?
Yeah, I mean, actually, this year, recruiting is just as important to us as is our business development efforts. As you know, we've had some phenomenal growth the past couple of years, and we've got some pretty big things in the pipeline as well. At least we hope they pan out. So, you know, we're aggressively ramping up our recruiting efforts. From a marketing standpoint, we've partnered with our HR department. And, you know, we're really just looking to find candidates that want a great career with what we call, or what we think is a cool global logistics company, as we call ourselves. We're not really just looking for logistics professionals. We're looking for candidates who are really just, you know, a good cultural fit. So that would be somebody with a great attitude, who has an open mind, and as kind of Ryan described, you know, kind of self-driven, not a lot of micromanagement going on here. So one of the things we did earlier this year, which Ryan put together, was a really cool video that kind of showcases, you know, our recruiting desires and efforts, and he put that on social media, so we kind of use that as a showcase. We've also ramped up our communication rapport with the local universities. So obviously we have a lot going on with Penn State Barron, and some of the other universities have done some nice things for us on campus as well. And I know, then, Ryan, have I missed anything, Ryan?
I think just the only other thing is, you know, referrals from people that work here at the company. You know, after you work here for a little while, you have a sense of what it takes, the type of people that we're looking for. So whether that's if you have friends that are looking for a job or if you know certain people, I think that goes a long way too, knowing if, okay, well, this person is pretty driven and they don't need to be micromanaged. Maybe they'd be a good fit at LP. So I think that's another big way that we have to use to recruit people.
Logistics Plus is based in Erie, but you are a global company. With that being said, discuss the marketing efforts of LP outside of the U.S., because I'm sure that presents different challenges.
Yeah, you're right. We are a global company, and, you know, we're in 30 different countries, and, you know, we've got 50-plus different offices. But as it pertains to marketing outside of the U.S., we really rely heavily on our in-country branches and those folks at those branches to market themselves. As you can see here from this conversation, you know, the corporate team in Erie is lean and mean as it pertains to marketing, which is just, you know, Ryan and me for the most part. So what we try to do is provide the tools and assets such as, you know, logos, flyers, presentations, et cetera, to our global colleagues so that they can kind of help create their own successes in those countries. And then, you know, on a limited basis, sometimes they come to us and, you know, we help them with some digital advertising or trade advertising when they request it. But for the most part, you know, we just try to give them the tools they need.
Ryan, we want to do a deep dive with you in regards to digital marketing. Can you speak in a little more detail as to how digital marketing works for LP?
Yeah, for sure. So to start out in simple terms, digital marketing is basically the promotion of our service or our brand using different forms of online media. So different types of digital marketing would include content marketing, email marketing, search engine optimization, pay-per-click ads, social media marketing. And it's important to have a combination of all of that as far as it pertains to digital marketing. So for example, how it works, I'll just use Google Ads as an example. So at LP, we target specific keywords, for example, importing and exporting services. From there, we'll create customized ads based on those keywords that'll point to specific web pages. And then, as Scott alluded to earlier, we ultimately want the person that lands on our website to fill out a form. So at that point, they become a lead for us. And yeah, that's kind of the overall process of digital marketing and how we handle it here.
Moving back over to Scott. Scott, it's been incredible to see the growth that LP has experienced over the course of the last couple of years, even with COVID-19, supply chain bottlenecks, skyrocketing transportation costs, et cetera. They've been front and center in the news over the course of the past 2 years. How does LP continue to help its customers through these challenges?
Yeah, I think our customers are for sure feeling the pain, and we feel that pain with them. Just on the domestic side, where I spend most of my time, trucking rates are up 20 to 30% over last year. Diesel fuel prices, which dictate the fuel surcharges that carriers assess to our customers, are actually up 100% over last year right now. So it's been tough for sure. I think the value that, you know, we bring to our customers is a lot of options. You know, despite the, you know, publicized capacity crunches and supply chain right now, we find capacity for our customers. Domestically, we have contracts with all the major LTL carriers. We have a Rolodex of thousands of truckload and specialized carriers. And then globally, we have great relationships with the airlines and with the ocean carriers. So we provide a lot of great options that many shippers just can't find on their own. So we were able to leverage that expertise and kind of clout we have to bring that capacity. We also have some really world-class technology that allows our customers to get a complete picture of their supply chain, from inventory in our warehouse to tracking of orders in transit, or even to, you know, audit and freight payment after deliveries are made. By having that full visibility across all modes of transportation, we can really help our customers make smarter decisions going forward. And so we find right now, really, a lot of companies are coming to us with that sort of goal of getting a complete picture of their entire supply chain, and we can help them do that.
With the first quarter of 2022 coming to an end, do either of you have any final thoughts on what 2022 has looked like so far, both for LP and the broader logistics industry in general?
Yeah, I'm not going to go on record predicting anything at this point. We're in kind of a, you know, chaotic, uncharted territory with all that's going on in the world right now. But I will say one thing I'm looking forward to is celebrating our fourth annual National Logistics Day on June 28th. That's coming up shortly. And if you recall, that was our industry's first and only holiday that was initiated by Logistics Plus back in 2019. So we're looking forward to perhaps talking more about that with you again in a future episode. I know, Ryan, anything you want to add as far as looking forward?
Yeah, I can just add, I guess, from a little bit of a marketing perspective, most of the web form leads that come into me, I mean, this year we've just been getting a ridiculous amount of pretty good leads, and in particular, warehousing requests. I think that's one thing maybe that to really look for here in 2022. I mean, these warehousing requests, we can't even keep up with. I mean, we're in the process of opening new warehouses in tons of different cities across the country, and people are just looking for space, and it's just so hard to find right now. So that's one area I can confidently say we're growing pretty hardcore in that area.
What do you think has contributed to that warehousing boom?
I guess a lot of it's probably just the supply chain bottlenecks, I'd say. You know, all these ships that are stuck at the port, while they're waiting, these people are trying to find space. Well, where can we store this product?
I would say that, you know, one contributing factor is obviously the explosion of e-commerce. More companies are certainly, you know, selling through their websites. They're selling digitally. They want product closer to their customers. So more and more companies are looking for warehousing and, you know, e-commerce and fulfillment operations that are closer to their customers. So it's just driving a lot of demand for warehousing across the U.S. right now. And obviously we're in a pretty good position to help take advantage of some of that.
I think to add on top of that too, with the rising cost of freight, it just makes sense for companies to use more than one warehouse. If they have customers across the U.S., maybe you don't want to just have one warehouse in California, for example. If you're going to have to transport all of your product to the East Coast, maybe it makes sense to have different distribution centers, one in Chicago, one in California, one in Texas. I think that's a big part of it.
Scott and Ryan, once again, we thank you so much for being on the program. Another great episode of Business Spotlight with LP with lots of great information shared. Is there anything that you feel that we didn't get an opportunity to cover or that either of you would like to mention an update for the listening audience before we wrap up today's program?
The only thing I would like to mention is, of course, you know, being a marketing professional, want to make sure that the audience has a way to contact us. So if anybody has any questions, they can visit us online at logisticsplus.com. Additionally, we can be reached by phone at 1-866-LOG-PLUS, or you can even send an email to marketing@logisticsplus.com, and you'll reach a mailbox that Ryan and I both monitor. And then I would also just, again, mention our Ukraine relief efforts. If anybody wants to help with that, they can visit us at lpukrainerelief.com. So that's all I had to add. Ryan, anything else?
We're looking for people. If you know anyone, like I said earlier, then send them our way. We've got so many different positions open in so many departments. I think with the growth that we're expecting, we're definitely going to need people. If you go to logisticsplus.com/careers, that will take you to a page that has the majority of our listings for job opportunities. And then on top of that, you can always email hr@logisticsplus.com if you have more specific questions.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.